Hello and welcome to the Mountbrook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Wayne and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Saturday, April 4th. It's Holy Saturday. Tomorrow we will gather together to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. And so it's with that expectation that we turn to God's Word today. I invite you to hear first from Psalm 83. And then I'll read Psalm 88, and I'll read both of these in the English Standard Version. Psalm 83, a psalm of Asaph. O God, do not keep silence. Do not hold your peace or be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make an uproar. Those who hate you have raised their heads. They lay crafty plans against your people. They consult together against your treasured ones. They say, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more. For they conspire with one accord. Against you they make a covenant. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher also has joined them. They are the strong arm of the children of Lot. Do to them as you did to Midian, as to Sisera and Jabin at the river Kishon, who were destroyed at Endor, who became dung for the ground. Make their peoples like Oreb and Zeeb, all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take possession for ourselves of the pastures of God. And now from Psalm 88, a psalm of the sons of Korah, to the choir master, according to Mahalath Leonath, a maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you, incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like a man who has no strength, like one set loose among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Did the departed rise up to praise you? Is your steadfast love declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me? Afflicted and close to death, from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I am helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. They close in on me together. You have caused my beloved and my friend to shun me. My companions have become darkness. Psalm 83 and Psalm 88 feel particularly powerful on Holy Saturday. Yesterday on Good Friday, we contemplated the death of Jesus on the cross. And here on Holy Saturday, we are waiting what we know will be a glorious resurrection celebration tomorrow. But Jesus' first followers did not know that Resurrection Sunday was coming with the same clarity that we know it. And you read this passage and you can hear the anguish of those who feel overwhelmed by their enemies. You hear Jesus' cry on the cross, the way in which he felt forsaken by the Lord. But we know that death would not have the last word for Jesus. And because of our faith in him, death will not have the last word for us. So I invite you on this Saturday before Easter Sunday to spend time asking the Lord to remind you of the hope of the gospel. That though there are moments where we feel like we are forsaken, though there are moments where we feel like evil has prevailed, that the Lord will not abandon our souls to the grave. He did not abandon the Lord Jesus, but rose him up victoriously on Easter Sunday, overcoming death, hell, and the grave. And that is the same hope that we have through faith in Him. I invite you to pray with me. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that He endured suffering and death on the cross in our place. That He experienced the greatest darkness that any person will ever experience. We thank you that you did not abandon Him to death. Thank you for the glorious resurrection hope that is ours, that Jesus was raised from the dead, and that we too one day will be raised from the dead. Help us as we walk through every season of life to cling to that resurrection hope. We offer this prayer in Christ's holy name. Amen.